Thank you very much, Commissioner, for sitting down with me.
Yeah, great to be with you again. I can't believe a year is going by already. It's amazing how fast sometimes the days go so slow and a year goes by.
It's a busy year, so it's not surprising that it goes by so quickly.
Right.
Yeah.
And it makes us look back and look ahead.
This is Bucks County Conversations 2023 Wrap-Up Edition. This is a production of the Bucks County Commissioner's Department of Communications and your source for real conversations happening within the Bucks County government.
Well, I feel like this was the year where a lot of the things that we started working on in 2020 finally, you know, kind of came to fruition.
Commissioners Bob Harvey, Diane Ellis Marseglia, and Gene DiGirolamo are entering their second term as county commissioners in 2024.
One of the things I looked at when I looked at the county job was that they are kind of like the safety net for people who really need help.
We'll talk about what's ahead and look back on 2023.
This year, we made some really major steps, and I feel like we have also institutionalized some really important things.
I'm Charlotte Reese. This is Bucks County Conversations. For the second year in a row, I got to sit down with each commissioner and ask them about their biggest accomplishments of the year. They had some overlap, and I'll let them take the reins for most of this episode. If you listen to the podcast or follow us on social media, some of these things will sound familiar. But first, some proper introductions. Commissioner Gene DiGirolamo has been a public servant since the 90s, and his priorities have always been the same.
One of the biggest areas, which has always been a passion of mine because I've served up in Harrisburg for 25 years as state rep, is human services. And I brought this out because this is probably one of my most treasured things. It's an award I got.
He showed me his John Kennedy Memorial Award that he received 10 years ago.
And it was from Community Centers for Behavioral Health. So it was just kind of a highlight of my 30-year career, because I do have a real passion to help people in the field of human services.
Commissioner Diane Ellis Marseglia has very similar passions.
Well, I think about 2023, for one thing, as recovery from the pandemic. It was the first year where I feel like we really put it in the background. So that part was nice. I guess since I've been a commissioner, I've wanted to do some real work on mental health issues and drug and alcohol issues.
Commissioner Marseglia has been a county commissioner since 2007 and has been patiently waiting for some ideas to come to life.
Well, I mean, this is always a difficult year because it's an election year. And so you're trying to balance the fact that you want to continue to manage the county and you're also running for re-election. So that always makes it just a little tricky. And it just goes to show, though, that we all have relationships and that the three commissioners were able to stay having relationships and stay managing the county despite the fact that we were sort of running against each other, right?
Commissioner Bob Harvey has been chair of the county commissioners for the past 2 years of his 4 years on the board. Before that, Commissioner Harvey was a history teacher at the tech school and a Falls Township supervisor.
Your biggest highlights when it comes to Bucks County, the community?
Yeah, we broke ground on, or are ready to break ground on, a couple different, you know, buildings that are addressing the mental health problems we have in this county. And, you know, it's not just us, it's across the country. But those were things that were started pretty much as soon as we came into office in January 2020.
So for one thing, we cut the ground on the DART, which is the Diversion Assessment Restoration and Treatment Center. This is a place where people with mental illness who are engaging with the police for some reason will be able to go and be brought back to competency rather than being in a jail. So this is going to help tremendously with a lot of situations our police and emergency rooms have to interact with. We also broke the plans open, and with Doylestown Township announced that we will be building a stabilization center.
It's going to be on the grounds of Doylestown Hospital, which is a really good fit because if these people need, you know, emergency treatment because of physical ailments, that they will be right there. And the idea behind the stabilization unit is that
this is a place where people with substance abuse problems or mental health problems or a co-occurring problem can go instead of their emergency room to help to get assessed and to hopefully be referred for inpatient or outpatient treatment. This is going to be a game changer. So this is the year that all of those things began. And over the next 2 years, we will see our system in Bucks County changing, and it will be better.
And I'm hoping that it's going to benefit Bucks County residents, I'm sure, but I'm hoping other counties will look at what we're doing here in Bucks County and do the same thing, because every family's going to have to deal with this, and I think we're well positioned here in Bucks County to help the residents here in Bucks County out, because it's just so hard for families to try to navigate the system, and I think we're doing a lot of good things here in the county to help out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the Lower Bucks Government Services Center is, again, something else that we talked about even when we were running for these offices in 2019. Talked about the need to really renovate the building that was, what's called Five Points, that intersection in Lower Bucks County that has the government services building. It's really very small. No one really seems to know how old it is. So it's just always kind of interesting, back probably to the 70s or even 60s.
You know, I live in the lower end of the county, and for those of us in the lower end, it's kind of been difficult sometimes to have to come up to Doylestown to take care of business, to register to vote or anything. So we were very excited that there's going to be improvements made, a brand new Lower Bucks Government Services Center. That was a lot of fun to did do that first shovel in the ground for that. I think that's going to be really helpful to the people in the lower end of the county being able to attain services.
You know, whatever the issue is that you need help with, you're going to be able to get that help right at that Lower Bucks Government Service Building.
For the Register of Wills office, or for passports, or for looking for deeds and things like that, how much of that could we move to the lower end? And they really didn't have a space for the Veterans Affairs Office in the lower, I think they were using a closet, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. Still a lot of the services that are down there for health department, inspections for restaurants and septic systems and services for expectant mothers and new parents, things like that, that'll all still be done down there. That's the sort of main focus of that building are those services, or health services. So how do we expand on that so that it's really something that the taxpayers in this county are getting their money's worth when it comes to being able to access services that we provide for them?
So each commissioner mentioned three big projects that got underway this year and some other programs that expanded.
For example, our co-responders. This is the year where we have had some townships hit the two-year mark, meaning that they would begin to take over funding for the co-responders, and by doing so, that assures us that it's a working program.
My hometown of Bensalem, I think, was the very first one that actually had these co-responders that are embedded within the police. They're not police officers per se, they don't carry guns, but they get involved in helping people who might have addiction problems and come in contact with law enforcement.
We've also added, I think, another 13 townships, police departments and townships, to the co-responders. That's great feedback. That means that police are back on the streets, because our co-responders are able to go out there and help with mental health issues, issues with senior citizens, children, any kind of social worky type issues. So that's really important. And the other part is the mental health part. Everybody knows that we're struggling. There are not enough resources out there, not enough therapists, there's not enough hospital beds. And part of that is because there just aren't enough people in that profession anymore. But we are trying to do something about it. And this year we took the steps.
And importantly, because everyone knows we've got a large prison here in the Bucks County that the county runs and has to pay for. And if we can get people help and keep them out of the prison, it's kind of like a twofold win. The big win, of course, is that we reunite families, people get help, they get back into the community. But the other win is the financial side of keeping people out of our prison, because that's a big expense for the county. So It's a win-win in two different ways.
Speaking of the co-responder program, and to plug this podcast again, check last episode where we spoke with two co-responders about the program and how it works. But back to more that's happened in 2023.
We started really trying to focus on climate change and how we could do something to help limit its effects. How could we start reversing things? if it's even possible. And so working with the other counties back in this fall of 2020, we started working with Monco and Delco and Chester about how do we purchase energy that's greener, how do we stay more sustainable. And we just signed an agreement to create an energy board. It's a transparent way of purchasing energy in terms of the public, because it is obviously taxpayer dollars. But it also is going to be something that we can focus on energy that's sustainable and renewable. And that energy board is going to be expandable. And then hopefully in the near future, we can invite other participants, whether it's townships or school districts or other authorities, entities that want to use that material or want to use that kind of energy as well. We can certainly do that. So that's something else that we worked really, really hard on for a long time.
We actually just opened up a new emergency services building in Ivyland, and public safety is really, really important, and they do a great job.
Which really became apparent in the first few weeks of the pandemic. And so, that building is now renovated, addition was put on, and so you have a brand new emergency operations center, really kind of state of the art with a lot of space that should be able to deal with anything we deal with in the future. Obviously, we hope we don't have to deal with anything like another pandemic in the future or any other kind of major crisis, but you have to be prepared. I mean, we can't, we saw quite a lot of weather issues, disasters over the last couple of years. So there's no reason to think they'll go away.
And one of the other things that I'm proud of, we have a trust that's been created statewide to distribute the money from the opiate settlement that Pennsylvania is going to get almost $1 billion over the course of the next 18 years distributed to the counties. And I am one of the members on the statewide trust, which I'm very honored to serve on that trust. And we're starting to distribute the money. I think Bucks County got $4.5 million this past year that they've been using, and that goes to our Drug and Alcohol Committee, and they've been using that money in a lot of really, really good places, helping to fight this opiate epidemic, not only the opiate epidemic, but the drug epidemic and alcohol. Alcohol's still the most abused drug by far. But the opiates and the methamphetamines and the cocaine are out there. So we're putting that money to good use, and we're going to continue to get that money over the course of the next 18 years.
For our first responders, we've made a lot of investments in public safety, but we're proud of the tax rebate program we just started for volunteer firefighters and volunteer emergency medical technicians, people who work in our rescue squads and do it for, because they want to do it and because they want to serve their community. And sometimes it's a family tradition, but there are fewer and fewer of those people. And so, if there are less volunteers, how are our volunteer fire companies managing? Is there some consolidation that needs to happen? That's something people don't like to talk about because of how the proud traditions that many of our fire companies have. But, it does come down to public safety. And so how do we focus on that? And we started that process too.
And our park system, proud to be part of our park system. I think the residents who use our parks, they know our park system is first class. And the people that work there do their very best to make an enjoyable experience for the people to come visit our parks. And I think that's really, really important. So I think we've done some really good stuff this year.
Definitely.
I really am. Yes.
Definitely. And looking ahead to the new year, definitely having these projects get started. Is there anything specific that you might be looking forward to in 2024?
Well, we have, our Planning Commission has been working for a couple of years now using census data and survey information and a lot of talking to people throughout the county for the Bucks 2040 plan. What's the future of Bucks County look like? We do have a fair number of people in the county who really want to sort of hold on to the past, and certainly with the history we have and the natural beauty of this county, there's definitely a place for that. We definitely should hold on to that. But we do have to kind of look to the future. If you're only looking at the past, you're not going to be ready for what's coming.
I think that, we are on our way trying to repair and heal the mental health system. So that's like in the making. I'm hoping that we can start to turn now towards housing. Two kinds of housing, certainly affordable housing, but really attainable housing, so that people who work for the county, police officers, teachers, can afford to live in Bucks County. There's definitely a shortage of that kind of housing, so we really want to take a look at that.
Because there just isn't the kind of housing that there was at one time in this county for people who are, starting out as young families, starting out in their 20s or early 30s, or coming out of college, or they're coming out of the military, or they're making their way after, they have a trade, whatever it is, where do they live? And that's a serious problem. And I don't know if people really understand that yet. I think some do, as they might see it with their own children, can't find a place to live, so they're moving out of Bucks County, going somewhere else. I mean, we have seniors who probably want to move out of their homes, might want to downsize, the houses are getting too big for them, but where do they go? If there aren't enough housing options for them, something that's affordable, that isn't going to break the bank and isn't too big, and if they're not able to leave their homes, then that's a whole inventory of houses that are not going up for sale. And so it's just driving up the price even more. So that's a challenge that we need to start. We've started focusing on it, last year, and we're going to keep doing that.
The other thing that's a priority for me is that we need to deal with the environment. I'm looking forward to our being able to support more solar areas, more solar farms, helping citizens to use solar in their homes. We need to get more charging stations around so people can opt for an electrical car. And we certainly have the farmland here and a lot of people who want to farm. So I'd like to look a little bit into seeing if we can do some small farms on some of the large farms that are out there.
And I'm excited about, we have a climate action plan that's going to be released in early 2024. It's something that's been worked on now for, a couple of years, something the county's never had, a climate action plan. And I know our sustainability director has been working with Penn State University students, so he's getting a lot of this work done really for free, which, of course, is invaluable. And so how do we move forward doing even more to protect the beauty of this county in terms of its nature?
Election security, we have the drop boxes. We agreed to put cameras and ballot clerks at the drop boxes whenever they're open. So I think that adds a high level of security to the mail-in voters. And the election staff down here in Doylestown, they just do a terrific job. And we try to give them, the three commissioners try to give them all the support. And if they need additional revenue to help out, make sure our elections are safe and secure. And I've said this from the very beginning, that here in Bucks County, our elections are safe and secure. And nobody has to worry if they vote at the polls or if they vote by mail-in, that their vote, if it's cast legally, will be counted. So I say that all the time to the people who ask me. We've got safe and secure elections here in Bucks County.
Well, I know the county is going to be, I believe, the center of attention when it comes to the election. We were 4 years ago in 2020, and there's no reason to think we won't be. We are the biggest swing county in what I believe is the biggest swing state in the country. And so when people say, gee, what's going to happen in Pennsylvania in 2024, what they're really asking is what's going to happen in Bucks County. Now that we've been through 2020 and through all the media attention we received and dealing, obviously, with the new voting system at that time, new voting machines at that time, I think we've got a very good handle on how to handle elections, in a fair way, in a safe way, make sure they're secure. But we also are have experience now on how to deal with the media attention that we're going to get. And so, we're going to be under the microscope. We know that. And certainly I expect all the major candidates, to make a stop at some point in Bucks County. That has happened for many years now. And so we will definitely be getting our fair share of attention. So, again, we're excited. We've got great people in the Board of Elections. They've got years and years of experience now under their belts in terms of handling this system and knowing what to expect. And we have all the processes in place that we believe have made us successful. And we're just going to, move into this year and look forward to, conducting another free and fair election.
This is kind of a lighter question now, and maybe you don't, maybe you do, but do you believe in New Year's resolutions?
When I think of New Year's, I think about family a lot, And I have a mom who's 95 years old, still living in her home. And the family is like splitting up responsibilities to take care of her. You know, I go over every morning and go over every night, make sure everything's okay. You know, we got a pretty good setup of everybody helping out. Me and my wife, Donna, take responsibility for like four nights out of the week. And then my sister takes a couple. My brother-in-law takes a couple. So we've got a good system set up, mostly in the family. Got a little bit of outside help. Just, I consider that a blessing, and I'm just thankful that we have the opportunity to do that and to take care of my mom. My dad's been dead for 30 years, so we've really, you know, we've been taking care of it. She's 95 now, so she needs a little bit more attention. And, you know, a good New Year's resolution is, you know, just help us, give us the strength to be able to continue to do what we've been doing and take care of her. And as far as the county goes, my resolution would be just continue to improve upon the way that we help people who are in need, because I think that's our, and again, we're the safety net here at the county. I mean, that's the, you know, when you don't have any insurance or you can't find anywhere else to go, come to the county and, you know, we'll help you out. So I think that's a good New Year's resolution. I love the job. The job is county commissioner. And again, I just got reelected, so I have another 4 years. I'm very thankful for that. And I think we all have a lot to be thankful for. And let's all pitch in and help one another. I think that's a good resolution.
I do try to make a resolution. I try not to make it lose weight because I have that as a resolution every day. But last year I tried to resolve that I would try to get more sleep. I made some progress on that, but I'm going to try something like that again, probably try to have more sleep, maybe take the dogs for longer walks too. Happy New Year to everyone. I hope that this county just takes good care of each other. This should be a year of great kindness to one another when we're lucky to have such a beautiful place to live. So let's be beautiful to each other.
You know, and I'm not a big New Year's resolution person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. I think it's too easy to just, you know, kind of fall into that, you know, habit. You make, you know, make a promise yourself you're going to eat better, exercise more, you know, whatever it is. And it's, I mean, I understand the reason for it. It's a new year. You want to start off fresh and everything else. But, I'm not a big, you know, believer of that. Sometimes if something comes up, I decide to, you know, I need to do things a little better. I just do them, you know, regardless of what the date is.
Mm-hmm. So don't have to wait till January.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah. And if it's February, you can't think, oh, well, I should have made this a resolution last month. So next year.
And as for me, I could take or leave New Year's resolutions. I guess it's more about the traditions and, of course, family. 2024 is going to be great, though. It's a leap year, too, so maybe something unexpected will happen. On the county side, it will be awesome seeing all these projects come to life and see initiatives expand and begin. And yeah, that's about it for this episode of Bucks County Conversations, the last episode of 2023. We'll continue into year three of this podcast next year. Don't worry, there are plenty more topics and chats to be had. In the meantime, definitely follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Threads. Just search Bucks County Government or Bucks County GOVT. Until next year, or until next time, I'm Charlotte Reese. This is Bucks County Conversations.